All right, let's talk about one of the other biggest stars in sports, and of course, right here in Kansas City, that's number 15, Patrick Mahomes. He was hanging out, I think, at a commercial shoot.
It was, for like State Farm.
State Farm, yeah. Last week before the 4th of July holiday, before he ended up going on vacation and everything. And Kay Adams show was out there, and they were talking to Patrick Mahomes just about where things are at in the offseason, and once again, what the national narrative and national media is having to say.
Yeah, and look, this is a really short clip, but this is where it kind of stims in my brain. I don't know why.
I've had to sit back and just listen to people talk and talk, and I'm like, let's just play football and just handle it all out there.
Okay, so like, let's just play football and we'll handle it all out there. And it sounds calm enough, but when I realize it's like the disconnect between the national and the local media, and sometimes I think both sides have gotten a little bit, not even local media, local fans, both sides are getting it a little bit wrong. One is, he is still the greatest quarterback on the planet, and to pretend otherwise from a national perspective is the dumbest conceivable thought in my brain. The other part is, I think it's okay to admit what is both true and happens to every great quarterback. Patrick Mahomes had the worst year of his career last year. He was inaccurate at times. He did not throw a good deep ball. I thought he rushed throws as a result of poor play around him. And look, some of it is a mix of lack of talent in the wide receiver unit because it got hurt, and a lack of talent in the left tackle position that even when he wasn't being pressured, he made mistakes that Patrick Mahomes typically doesn't make. I think it's okay to admit Patrick Mahomes had a bad year by his standard, I will point out. A bad year. But that he's still the greatest quarterback on the planet, and if 50 touchdowns and 5,000 yards happens this year, you shouldn't be stunned.
All you have to ask yourself, if it is a wild card game, AFC title game, divisional round game, doesn't matter what round, and you need someone to go out there and get a game-winning drive or just win a football game for you, there's no way you're picking anybody else. I'm sorry. You can tell me all this, all you want to about stats last particular season. There's nobody else you would pick, and any GM would pick first. If they said one drive right now to win it all, who do I want as my quarterback? There's nobody else you'd rather have. And so that is still the reality of the National Football League in 2025. And it's going to be that way for multiple years ahead, right? He's still just about to have his 30-year-old season, right? He's not 38 years old or something. He's got plenty of very, very good football ahead of him.
And quarterbacks happen at age 30.
And I do think we have to understand, you know, if you're able to get, and it's a big if, but if you're able to get average left tackle play, or best case scenario, Josh Simmons turns out to be the real deal, as in his ceiling, no matter how skeptical you are, we would all agree his ceiling is being a top five tackle in football.
Yes.
That's his ceiling. Doesn't mean he'll get there. Doesn't mean
his floor is out of the league.
Doesn't mean it's getting there this year by any means either. But that's where, if all of a sudden Mahomes has a tackle like that this year, Rice doesn't get suspended and stays healthy, and you add him to a group that already had Xavier Worthy, who came on strong at the end of the season. Yeah, I think the numbers will come. The numbers will come again for Patrick Mahomes. But I've told you this about the team as a whole. I love the narrative that is out there because the lasting image was that pitiful performance in the Super Bowl. And everybody now is like, okay, it's over. It's just done. And they're counting them out. And it can change very quickly 2 weeks into the season. But I love that. I mean, we were looking at odds today. I was talking to you about just betting odds and stuff. I mean, the Chiefs have the third best odds in the AFC to win it. They have, you know, they don't have the best or second best Super Bowl. I think they're co-favorites maybe, but like that's crazy. You're getting great value on them for a team that should be, I know this is crazy, should be better. Now they won't win. I don't think they're winning 15 games again, but will they be better as you head into the postseason as a team? I think they will be.
I think this kind of goes back to like a stat that Matt Verderam had put out a week ago. And this is just kind of furthering the point, which is, look, again, I'm not denying the fact that Patrick Mahomes had his worst season as a professional. I don't think he denied that. He made uncharacteristic mistakes in the regular season. But man, Gold, to your point, when it is time to do it, like when it is like, we better do something or we're going to lose this AFC playoff game, well, then you better get to it. This is Patrick Mahomes' stats, according to Matt Verderam, in his 16 now AFC playoff games. So to your point of, there, you've got the third best odds. 16 AFC playoff games, so one full regular season. He's actually a game short now of the current regular season. He has thrown 36 touchdowns to 3 interceptions and like 4,800 yards. He's played a season in the AFC now, and that's the season. What, the single greatest season in NFL history, essentially? I mean, especially when you're considering the fact, it's not that because it's only 36 touchdowns, But when you're considering the fact that he's doing that against teams that were good enough to actually make the playoff field, they had to be good enough to make the playoff field, and that's who he's doing it against. Not he just beat up on a Jacksonville Jags team in week 4 or beat up on a Giants squad in week 9. He did this against playoff teams. It's always so funny that somehow, again, this goes back to the same stuff you said, which is I'm tired of him being judged of the 2 bad Super Bowls he's played in versus the million great games in the playoffs he's had.
Yeah, it's also like, what have you done for me lately? And people, he lost in the Super Bowl. And so people look at that and quickly lose their mind about what they had already seen and act like, well, you can't recover from what happened in the Super Bowl. And I think that's just ludicrous, especially when he has the same head coach that's going to be a Hall of Famer and maybe go down as the greatest coach of all time when his career's over, depending on how many more rings he gets and how, frankly, Bill Belichick is perceived over the next couple of years with everything that's happening, even away from what he did in New England now.
His stuff's interesting.
You know, the Patrick Mahomes stuff this year can quickly just like that quickly switch. It's weird. Like either they're either too good and people think there's some conspiracy, or now it's, well, he's just done and he's not going to be the best quarterback in football. Like that's like right now people are more just writing them off as they're not going to be there. And then by week 6, I think by the end of week 2, by the way, by week 3, people are going to be like, the league just wants it to happen again kind of thing. So nobody will give them, quote unquote, their props at this point. They're either going to go back to thinking it's all set up for Taylor Swift and the Chiefs, or they're going to say that they're washed and they're stuck on that the dynasty is over and they're washed right now as we sit on July 7th.
It's an ebb and flow, and I think we're just pretending like it's not. So here, the only comparable quarterback to him probably in any point in his career is going to end up being Tom Brady. So I'll put Tom Brady stats. Tom Brady, after winning multiple Super Bowls, after winning, I don't even think he'd won an MVP yet by this point. Hadn't even won an MVP yet, but multiple Super Bowl winner, 29 years old. He is a firmly established winning quarterback in the NFL. Coming off of a year in which he was the second lowest in interceptions in the league and led the league in passing yardage. The following year, went 3,500, played a full 16 games, only threw for 3,500 yards, 24 touchdowns and 12 picks. The year after, so you're like, wow, down year for Tom. A little weird. The year after that, 4,800 yards and 50 touchdowns, led the league in both with Randy Moss. 2 years after that, after he recovers from the injury, 4,200 yards, 28 touchdowns, 13 picks. Does that sound familiar to you, the 28, 13, 4,000? That's because it's Patrick Mahomes' stats from last year. This is what a down year looks like for an all-time elite quarterback. I actually think it's more likely that Patrick Mahomes throws for 4,500 yards and 40 touchdowns, then repeats the statistical season he had from last year.
Well, yeah, based off of you're going to be worse at left guard, but if your left tackle gives you average play, and the key being Rice, Worthy, Hollywood Brown, or if those guys are on the field majority of the season, doesn't have to even be for all 17. In Hollywood Brown's case, give me 14 games, I'll sign up for it right this second, based off of his unfortunate track record and obviously the preseason injury last year. Rashee Rice being the biggest key to this whole thing, because you and I both think that he is a 1,200, I think 1,300+ yard receiver this year if he only misses 2 games.
Did I finally see some criminal case stuff for him over the
weekend?
That
was civil stuff. There's a civil case, a court date, I should say, for the civil case in January of next year, but that's civil. The NFL doesn't go off of that, so we don't know. I think we're about 5 to 6 weeks away from finding out if anything's happening this year in terms of suspension.
Isn't like the I don't like Mahomes kind of can squash this conversation of the hot take of, you know, they're falling off or he's falling off, but
quick
when Andy retires, it's gonna circle all the way back around in a similar but different way of it. What was it, Andy Reid or was it Patrick Mahomes? And then Tom Brady showed it was more Tom Brady than
that's
Bill Belichick.
Why I don't think people will say Andy Reid as much this time around.
Yep.
I think that conversation
right
will be
now,
more
yeah,
people
than it
lean
was.
Towards
it'll
the player.
And it's going to be late. Like if Mahomes comes out and does, if he didn't even have to win one, in my opinion, to squash that narrative of it was both of them, if anything. But I think this conversation that we're having would come back around whenever Andy Reid retires, just because it's going to be the conversation of, well, was it actually Andy Reid or was it Patrick Mahomes? Like this is. I think it's going to recirculate itself in a way in 4 or 5 years whenever Andy's done.
And look, everybody has ego. Everybody has, you know, legacy in mind. I get the sense, though, based off of some of the stuff we've heard post-New England era with the two and what has maybe gone on there, I truly believe this. Like, Andy wants to win. Andy's all about winning and all that. I don't think he'll even, like, there was a sense that Belichick wanted to make sure people knew
Yeah.
I don't get that sense happening with Andy, so that's why I don't think the debate will even be as strong, because you will not have stuff leaking out years down the road about, and you know what I'm saying? You will not have that same almost animosity, if you will.
And because they had two separate careers because Andy had the separate career before, where he was an excellent coach the entire time, but came up short the entire time, right? His teams were good. They made it to NFC title games with guys
McNabb. They went to Super Bowls, though. Yeah. Bill Belichick won Super before, Bowl, right? But four NFC title games, I think.
Yeah.
But they did not have, going back to the conversation whether or not it would be the same as Brady and Belichick.
They were never separated.
Yeah. Belichick, we all know he was with the Browns and did not have success there or anything like that. And then it was just, they were with each other forever until Brady left for 2 years in Tampa and then won with Bruce Arians.
And now Bill Belichick doesn't even have a job in the league. I think because of the way this whole thing went
down. He's still the head coach of North Carolina. To be honest, are you surprised he still is a head coach?
I thought that deadline might come and they might have to reevaluate that part of it. Let's see if it can find its way onto this list.
He coaches in a month and a half. I mean, in his first game.